prayer, and I want to pray, amen, for this live and pray for everyone. And then I'm going to bring my co-host, my friend, my brother on as well. Amen. So let us pray. Father, we give you glory and we give you praise and we thank you for who you are and for what you're about to do on this live. Father, we thank you now for everyone that is listening to the sound of tonight. Father, we pray right now that your anointing would destroy the yoke and remove the burdens. We pray right now that the uplifted, the down head would be uplifted. We thank you, oh God, because the cloud and spare. The dark cloud is over this world, that's over your people. It would be the word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Pastor White, thank you so much again for coming on and sharing with us. And so I want to know, let the people know who you are. How long you've been in ministry, how long you've been married, just so forth. Just tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Amen, amen. Well, I've been in ministry, for some 20 years. I started around about 8 years old, walking with God. I actually started preaching and ministering the word of God around about 16, 17 years old. So you can do the math of how old I am right now. But God has been really good in my life. I pastored the church over 15 years, Home of the Harvest Ministries, over on the west side of town. It's been a great blessing. Up under the tutelage of Pastor R.J. Washington, the late R.J. Washington was our overseer. Just been a wonderful journey in God and just walking with God and just doing what thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So over 20-some years in ministry, so we know that you have seen a lot, and I want to give a great big shout-out, amen, to his wife, amen, Pastor Lady Mary White, amen. They are just some powerful people, and we just thank God for you and her and everything, and we know God has great things in store, for you all as well. And so tonight we're here. I want the people to hear while you're in your prayer time. I want to hear what the Lord has been speaking to you, even in this hour of this very pandemic that we're going through. Listen, saints. Listen, Zion. Listen, beloveds. There's a word from the Lord. And I want you to encourage. I want to encourage you right now to tag someone, share with somebody that the prophets are on, and there's a word from the Lord. This man of God is going to deliver unto you what the Lord has spoken to him in his prayer time. So listen, it's going to be something great. And so I just want to just encourage and get the people ready because listen, right now the world is looking at the world. The world is not really looking at the church. And I am fully convinced that the church, not the building, but the kingdom of God has a word in our mouths that's going to release something in this hour. And I'm fully convinced that God is going to take this pandemic and use it for his glory. So, Pastor, flow. And what have the Lord been speaking to you on? Just go ahead.
Amen. So in the Bible says in the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, he says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto us. And I really believe in this day and time, many have gotten away from seeking God first.
Yeah.
We found them taking prayer out of the schools. They're talking about taking God off the money. They're taking God out of everything. And God is saying, I want the people to turn back to me. I want the people to put me first. We put our careers before God. We put our success, our money. We put our children, our husbands, and our wife before God. And God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto us.
Yes.
These things that we desire, that we need. Many people are afraid of this pandemic, this coronavirus. They're afraid of what is happening. But I believe if we begin to seek God like he told us to seek him, then God will heal this land. The Bible says is that if my people, which are called by name, would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, he said, then when I hear from heaven and I'll heal the land. the Lord began to do about Hezekiah. The Bible says that Hezekiah, God had told Isaiah to go down to Hezekiah's house. He said, tell Hezekiah to get his house in order, because I am going to surely allow a calamity. He's going to die in this place. He gets to Hezekiah's house, and the Bible says, he says, get your house in order, because you're going to surely die. And the Bible says that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and he began to talk to God and said, God, remember the works that I've done. God, remember the things that I've done before you. And what I love about this passage, not to go too long in it, but the Bible said that Isaiah was on his way out into the court, and the Lord spoke to him and told him to turn around. Now, I must pause here, because many a times in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, when the prophets will speak a word, thus say of the Lord, the word had to come to pass.
Yes.
See, this day and time, we got everybody saying what the Lord said, and God didn't say anything.
Wow.
See, there was a situation would happen worse to a prophet that would speak a lie than the truth.
Mm.
So the Bible says that when God spoke to Hezekiah, or when he spoke to Isaiah to turn around, he was actually afraid to come back to reverse the prophecy, because he knew what he had just prophesied.
Right.
The Bible says when he got back, he said, listen, God told me to tell you that you was going to die. But he then told me to come back and tell you that he changed his mind. He came back to tell you, he said, not only did he change his mind, but I'm going to give you 15 more years to live.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you more time. And I want to talk to someone, because many are looking at everything that are going on in the world. And I want to let you know that when we begin to turn our face to God, when we begin to put God first, God will change his mind.
Ooh.
Not only the only time God changed his mind. The Bible said that Jonah was given instruction to go down to Nineveh and tell Nineveh that, listen, you got to get yourself together.
Yes.
Or I'm going to destroy Nineveh in 40 days.
Mm.
And the Bible says that Jonah refused to go to Nineveh, that he began to go on a run. You know, we used to preach about it, Pastor, all the time, Jonah and Jonesha on a run.
Right.
Many of us are called to the gift of God, called to the work of God, called to pastor, called to sing, called to do the work, called to witness. He said, behold, I make you witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. But we've done everything but what God has told us to do.
Right.
So here we find Jonah on the run, trying to run away from God, trying not to do what thus say of the Lord. And the Bible says that God sent a wind. God sent a wave upon the sea. It was so much so that everybody was on the ship, prophet. They was afraid because they knew the ship was going to be torn into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonah is asleep. Now, just like the old disobedient prophet.
Mm-hmm. Come
he's
on.
Down there asleep while they're afraid for their life.
Wow.
And when they go down to Jonah and let him know what's going on, he said, the only reason that all of this calamity is coming is because I'm disobeying God. How many of us are running from God and causing calamity upon the world? Because we're not speaking what thus say of the Lord, because we're not saying what God would want us to say, because we're not doing what God wants us to do. Jonah had these people in a bad situation.
Okay.
And the Bible says that now Jonah is on this boat. He said, if you want to live, you're going to have to throw me overboard. There's some folk you're going to have to throw overboard.
Wait. So what you're telling me, that there's some people that's in... how can I say this? Somebody's watching us right now that have people in their lives that don't mean them no good, that's using them, that may be verbally abusing them in ministry, outside of ministry, on a job, wherever it may be. So what you telling me, they got to do like what?
Jonah.
And say, listen, if you want to get rid of me, you got to do what? Throw me overboard. There's some people that's in your life got to come off your ship. Because guess what? This ship that you're on is going to sink if you allow them to continue to abide with you.
And not being obedient to God.
And not being obedient to God.
That's right.
Because, listen, I love protocol. You know, but I have an issue with people who is intimidated with somebody else's anointing. In this season, I don't need you just to tolerate me, but I need for you to celebrate me. So if the Lord have told you to do something, then you need to go out and do it. I'm going to say that again. If the Lord told you to do something, you need to go out and do it. Now, there may be, now, let me clarify this. Every leader is not going to hold you up. They can see something far greater than what you can see. They may really see it's not your time yet. So don't get it twisted, and don't think that I'm trying to kick up against what your leader is saying. But what I'm saying is God gonna hold, at the end of the day, God's gonna hold you accountable of what you're gonna be doing or what you're supposed to be doing. Yes, the blood's gonna be on their hands, but the fact of the matter is God told you to do it. I'm gonna let that holy hush stick right there. God told you to do it, and this is the hour, and this is the season that you need to throw people and things overboard. It's not just people, but there's things in your life that it's time for you to give up. Those of you that's listening to me, those of you that are listening to me, you may be on some type of drugs. You may try to commit suicide. Now is the time for you to throw that stuff overboard. Why? Because guess what? It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. So Jonah had decided, he said, listen, if you want to live,
mm-hmm.
I'm the problem. I'm the situation. I'm the reason why the waves are beating against this boat.
Mm.
And the Bible says they didn't want to throw Jonah overboard. You know, a lot of times we do get attached. It's almost like when Abraham,
mm-hmm.
he was on his way to the mountain, and he took Isaac. Isaac looked back at him and said, well, I see the wood. He said, well, where's the sacrifice?
Yes.
And the two servants he had to leave at the end of the mountain.
Right.
You know, there are some places that God takes you, you have to go alone.
Oh, wow.
But in his disobedience, he decided, he said, listen, he says, I'm going to just run for what God's telling me to do. And so he gets on this ship. The ship is about to go down. They, in the story, they threw him overboard.
Mm-hmm.
And God had a fish waiting for Jonah. Now, some theologians say the fish, some call it a great whale.
Mm-hmm.
However, it swallowed him up.
It swallowed him up.
The miracle in to the fish swallowing him up, that not only did God prepare a fish
right.
to swallow Jonah,
mm-hmm.
but he took the digestive system out of the fish
mm.
so the acids that was in the belly of the whale would destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
All we know, when Jonah got to the end of the sea or the bottom of the sea, he says, the seas were wrapped about my neck.
Wow.
And there were darkness in the belly.
Mm.
And he began to pray unto the Lord.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Now, you said something. Now,
yes, sir.
He said, darkness. Don't you know that the Lord dwells in gross darkness? He lives in that place. Come on, somebody. So while Jonah was in the belly of the whale, he said it became dark. So guess what? The Father showed up in the bill as well. Go.
Amen. Go. So the Bible says that he's now in a dark place.
Uh-huh.
The seas are wrapped about his neck, and he's in a place of consecration. He's in a place where God can speak to him. Sometimes that God has to get us in an alone place.
Mm.
Sometimes when he tries to speak to us through all the different things that happens through our life, a lot of times we don't take the lesson from those things. So God takes us in a alone place. And the Bible says, as the Lord began to speak to Jonah, in that place, in that dark place, the Bible says that Jonah recognized that he needed to obey God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know what? I'm going to do what thus saith the Lord. And when he agreed to do what God said, the Bible says that the fish threw Jonah up upon the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the story. He did a 3 days journey in one day.
My God.
A whole lot of us, we need that testimony, mm-hmm. doing a 3 days journey.
Yeah.
In one day. 3 weeks journey instead of 6 months. God
right.
turned things around. And the Bible says that when he got to Nineveh, he begins to prophesy to Nineveh and let them know, prophet. He says, listen, the Lord said that I'm going to destroy Nineveh.
Mm.
I'm going to tear Nineveh up. This is the sin in Nineveh, all of the wrong that you've done. He said, I'm getting ready to destroy Nineveh. And the Bible says that the king declared a fast.
Mm.
And when the king declared a fast over Nineveh, he said, I don't want no beast eating. I don't want the cats, the dogs, no man, no woman. He said, the whole city is getting ready to put on sackcloth and ashes.
Wow.
And we're going to go on a fast.
Mm.
Because they knew that God was serious. And it's a lot that's going on in the world right now. But because we have not put God first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. He said, and all these other things will be added unto
yes.
you. And so when they decided to turn from their drunkenness, turn from their lying ways, turn from all of the calamities of the world of trying to be like the world,
right.
and say, you know what, I'm putting God first. Listen, they can take prayer out of school, but I'm going to pray while I'm in school.
Right.
So the Bible says that when they went on a fast, it's the second time through the scriptures, I seen God change his mind.
Right.
And what I wanted to encourage the people tonight was to change the mind of God.
Yes.
To let a healing go through this land. And I began to pray about it. And the Lord spoke to me, prophet, about Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
Malachi, the third chapter. When you get a chance, you got to read that entire chapter of Malachi. Many times, it's almost a cuss word in the body of Christ. Because, you know, it says, will a man rob God?
Mm-hmm.
And we preached so many messages from, will a man rob God? Surely they have robbed me in what?
Tithe
and offering. And they say, oh, Lord, this is the part of the program where they take a seat.
Right.
And so they say, well, I'm going to get some coffee. I got to go home. So,
right.
But God began to say, tell the people to read the whole entire book of the third chapter of Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
He began to talk through Malachi. And he got to that part. When he got to that part, it says, will a man rob God? Yea, they have robbed me in tithe and offering. The Lord told me to challenge the people tonight.
Okay.
Not with their money.
Come on.
Not with their money.
Not with their money.
He said there are 24 hours in a day.
Yep.
I just want you to give me 3 hours of your day for the next 10 days.
Okay. Do y'all hear this? Look, Pastor Sean Williams is on here. Bless you, my good friend, Pastor Sean Williams. I have Sister Andrea Turner. Blessings. Prophetess Sade Hancock. Amen. My sweet daughter there in Tallahassee, one of my spiritual daughters that follow me, she's there. She's listening. She says, yes, praise God. Got to give it up. Yes, yes. The people are responding to what you're saying. Amen. Pastor Kevin Schwartz, if I mess your name up, I'm sorry, sir, said we need God to change his mind. Yes. Malachi 3 is on here. Listen. There's a challenge that's been sent out. And it's not about your money right now. It's not about your money. I want you to gather yourself together. The number, the prayer line number is on the screen now. Okay, we're going to take some calls. We're going to pray for you. Amen. You can call us at 563-999-3060. We know that this is an hour show, and we may go over this a little bit. But I want Pastor to be able to pray for people that's going to call in tonight. I wanted him to speak first before we give the number so you all would be able to hear what the Lord is saying. And as you are coming on, I want you to say, I'm going to take this challenge. And so the challenge was there's 3 hours.
3 hours a day for the next 10 hours. Everybody else in the sound of my voice may be looking at this Facebook, may even look at it after it's off the air.
Right, the replay.
From the 21st to the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to turn our face back to God.
Wow.
For 3 hours a day, we're not eating anything.
Mm.
For 3 hours a day, we're going to turn off the television.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 hours a day, we're not going to be on our telephone unless we're reading the Bible.
Mm.
For 3 hours a day, we're going to give God our time, saying, God, you are not the God of the universe, but the God of heaven.
Come on.
You are the only wise God.
The only.
See, because we find all these cute names to give who he is.
Right.
No, he's God. And besides him, there is none other.
Mm.
He's greater than any other God.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not Buddha. He's not Muhammad. Amen.
Right.
He's Jesus Christ. Amen.
Right.
So we need to serve God again. We need to go back to serving who he is as God.
Right.
And so in these 3 hours of prayer and fasting, which is not many of us, you know, we've done 21-day fasting.
Yes.
We've done 10-day fasting. I'm just asking for everyone to acknowledge their hearts back to God. It is not hard to say, God, I'm going to give you 3 hours of my day. There's 24 hours in a day.
Yes. Okay, listen, Pastor, and I don't know this man of God, but thank you so much for coming on. Pastor Kelvin Schultz, if I mess your name up, Pastor, please forgive me. But he said, I am going to accept the challenge. Okay, now somebody said yes. So I don't know if that yes is I'm going to accept the challenge or what, but people are accepting this challenge. Call me. Call us. 563-999-3060. The prayer lines are open. The prayer lines are not jammed. And I want to hear your divorce, whatever you're going through, whatever you need prayer for, listen, God got you on his mind. You have to sacrifice something. Listen, I know many people say, oh, give this and things going to turn around. Things going to do this and that. Listen, we're not asking for your money. If you want to sow, you can. And that Cash App is $ Prophet Russell Taylor. You can sow. We're not saying not to sow. But in this instance here, what we're saying is take the challenge for 3 hours of prayer. You don't have to do a straight 3 hours. You can break it up and do an hour here, 15 minutes there, long as it collects to 3 hours a day. Because some of you are working from home, and we understand that. We know. We understand. So you can tailor that challenge in the way that you need to tailor it to, as long as you do it. Prayer is vital. Prayer is very essential that you get on your face and seek the face of God, that you can hear what the Father is saying. There's so much that the Lord wants to say to us, but are we willing to sit still and hear what the Lord is saying? So from April the 21st to April the 30th, 3 hours of prayer. My wife, she just put it in here, and so we're going to pin that so we will be able to see that, okay? So it's pinned in the comments and how you need to do it, okay? Because God got something great in store for you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. That's many. Listen, you have a lot of questions. They have a lot of questions, Pastor. And God is simply saying through you, if they pray and seek my face, if they turn their face to the wall, answers are going to come forth. Amen. Go ahead.
You may have people that are even dealing with this coronavirus that may have been affected. I promise you, these next 10 days, put them in that prayer. Put them in that time when you're seeking God. Some of you that may not have been affected by it, this is going to bring a covering over you.
Wow.
This is going to bring a covering over your children. Mm. You're saying to God that I honor you. I'm going to seek you first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you. There's nothing that God won't do. He says, listen, if I fed the bird, I'll feed you. If I clothe the grass, I'll clothe you. There's nothing that I won't do for you beyond what they can give you.
Come on.
Voluntarily.
Come on.
He says, I would open the window
yes.
of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you have not room enough to receive. He said, give you the tithe and the offering, right?
Right.
He says, and I will rebuke the devourer for you. Many times I used to share with people, you may not come to church every day. You may not, amen, spend your months and weeks through church and prayer. But I used to encourage people to sow their tenth. You know
yes.
why? Because he said, if you'll give a dime, he said, I will rebuke the devourer.
Come on.
If you give God three hours of your day, watch him rebuke the devourer.
Watch him. Listen.
Watch him turn the thing.
You heard the word from out of the prophet's mouth.
Watch sickness and disease leave your
Come
body.
On.
Watch cancer dry up.
Flow.
Watch God open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that we none of us have room enough to receive or deserve.
Call us 563-999-3060. I know it takes y'all a while. Some of y'all may be in the spirit, speaking in tongue. I got people on here saying they needed this. They need to hear this. People are accepting the challenge or what have you. That's another one said they accepted the challenge. Listen, call us 563-999-3060. Listen, the Lord may give us a prophetic word for you. We don't know, but we want to hear your voice. You may be going through something right now that you want to get free from. Listen, since I've been doing these lives in the studio, even since I've been doing them in my home studio, people have been getting filled with the Holy Ghost over Facebook Live. People have been getting healed over Facebook Live. Listen, you're not too far where God can't reach you. It's just the fact of the matter is he wants to hear your voice. There are people right now that's listening to us, that's viewing this, who God have not heard from in a long time. Some of y'all, he haven't heard from y'all even today. You got up out of the bed, you just went and brushed your teeth, put on your clothes, and did whatever you need to do, but you didn't even say thank you, Lord, because you're worrying about what's going on. You're worrying about the stimulus check. You're worrying about how I'm going to pay my bills. Listen, I understand. We all live in the flesh. We all are human beings, but God is calling us to be supernatural. And in order for you to see the move of God, in order for you to see God move in your life, Watch this. Take the 3-hour challenge prayer and watch God move like never before in your life. Listen, somebody listening to me now, I guarantee you by the end of this challenge, you won't be smoking that ganja no more. You won't be smoking that weed no more. You're not going to be shooting, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, listen to me. If you take this challenge and you believe God, God going to do something supernatural. I feel like standing up, but I'm not going to do it because I know my cameras ain't set right. But I'm telling you, listen to me right now. Take this challenge by storm. Take it by the horns of and watch the God of your salvation move. Somebody is asking God to save their children. Listen, I'm telling you right now. Listen, your child is not going to be depressed no more. Listen, somebody right now is worrying about your husband, worrying about your wife. But if you take the challenge, they're going to hear you praying, and they're going to say, I surrender. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Something is getting ready to happen. I believe in miracles. And I'm telling you, miracles, signs, and wonders is going to flow through this 3 hours a day prayer challenge. Hiya! 563-999-3060. Somebody need to hear. Somebody need to hear. Listen, somebody right now, you having issues in your back. Father, right now, as they touch my hand, the blue fire, the fire of purification, the fire of healing, the fire of wholeness, now it's been released. Whatever is going on in their body, I speak right now, total healing, tabo, shande, and total restoration. There it is. There it is. Ha, shanda boho shatai. I speak to someone heart now. Dabo shai. And I command your heart to function the way it was created to function. I speak to your mind. I come against every doubt, every frustration, every anxiety. Dabo shanda. I speak it now. If the Lord giving you something, Pastor, go ahead.
The Lord keeps.
Mm-hmm.
Pray that the Lord keeps.
Pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, even as I begin to listen to the prophet, God, you begin to say the lower kidney. I speak to that lower right kidney right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And I pray that the healing virtue of God,
yes,
will go through their body even now.
Yes.
You said you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. So, Father, we thank you. And we call them healed. And we call them whole. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hiya. We thank you now. I speak to someone's eyes. Glaucoma have no place. Blindness, go now. Blindness, go. In the name of the Lord. I speak to swelling around the ankles. Matter of fact, let me get back to the eyes. Corrective vision, come. Corrective vision, come. To be kissed up by my mind, double whole, nearsighted, farsighted, be, oh, shata, be made whole. Shata, my double whole, shata. I speak it into existence. Father, you told me that you gave me the Isaiah 22:22 key last year when I was in my coma. You took me to the warehouse of heaven. You took me, listen, oh, let me share something with you all. This is no joke, and I'm not playing. I am so doggone serious right now. Last year, I was at work, and I had a seizure. And my wife, I went home. I'm not going to go through the whole story. Make a long story short, I had to be put into an induced coma because I was not breathing. I was not functioning. I was not doing the things that I was supposed to be doing. So they ended up putting me into an induced coma. They put me into an induced coma. And as I was in that coma, I didn't know I was in a coma. Only thing I remember was me. I knew where I was. I was in heaven. And I knew that I was taken to the Father's house. The Bible says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And when I was escorted to the Father's house, the Father took me to the different mansions in his house. And he started taking me to these different mansions. And one of the mansions, he took me to a mansion that had all these body parts and all of these limbs and organs and functions and things that was in there. And he said, Russell, I want to empty out my warehouse. I want to empty out my mansion. But he says, the people got to realize it's according to their faith. But he says, I'm giving you the key of access that when you pray for people, miracles, signs, and wonders will happen. In my services, and I'm not boasting a prideful, I have had people to lose weight in my service. I was in Jamaica, and there was a woman I knew she weighed 300-400 pounds. And the Lord told me to pray for her, and I refused. And I argued with the Lord until she came up, and out of my mouth said, woman, the Lord said that you were going to lose weight in the service, and before the service ends, you were going to lose weight. I laid hands on her. Nothing happened. But when she got back to her seat, her skirt fell off of her. I was in a service in North Carolina, and the bishop asked me to get up and asked me if I had any words to say, and the anointing of weight loss hit me. And as I was standing up there, there was a woman, listen to me, there was a woman, we're shifting now, there was a woman in the service who stood in the line, prophet, and she said, well, she didn't tell me, she stood in the line. She came back that Tuesday night. Excuse me. She came back that Tuesday night, and they asked for testimony for service. So she got up, and she began to testify. She said, around about whatever the time was, I can't remember the time. She said, I stood in the line, and you prayed for me. Excuse me. You prayed for me, but you was really praying for my mom. And she said, at the time, you was praying for me. My mom was in the bathroom, using the bathroom. And she said, when my mom got up from using the bathroom, she started pulling up her pants. And every time she pulled her pants just fall back down. Every time she pulled them up, they fall back down. She said, I called her. And she said, she was on the phone crying. She said, Mama, why are you crying? She said, for some reason, my pants would not stay up on me. She said, well, I was at church, and the prophet called us up for supernatural weight loss. And I stood in this line for you, Mama, and look what the Lord, excuse me, look what the Lord has done. Then she came back and said, even though I wasn't standing for myself, I lost weight too. Listen, that's miracles, signs, and wonders that is taking place even as we speak. As Prophet White was speaking, things begins to shift. I literally saw households shifting. Things beginning to change in your life. Call us. We got a few more minutes. I know some of y'all probably say, I don't want to call in right now. But if you want to call in, you still got time, 563-999-3060. The phone used to be ringing. They just called up or what have you. And so we're not worried about it, but I know God has something great in store for you. You have a call on the line? Okay. And so listen, God has something great in store for you. I want to say all of that, not to boast and proud. I know who we are. I have seen this man of God pray for people and lives change. I have seen him speak prophetic words and things happened.